Promoting Change by Leonie Feast. Find a comfortable position, arms and legs uncrossed. Gently shut your eyes. Find yourself in a forest. Yes, a forest. A deep, magical forest. Imagine the trees, tall and swaying in the gentle breeze. The tallest trees, so powerful, you can nearly feel the energy. The younger trees, so delicate, so fresh, so green. You can feel the shrubbery under your feet. Yes, lots of greenery. The harmony of the forest cradles you. You can feel its power. Yes, breathe it in. Yes, breathe it in. You can see some birds in the forest. Yes, some green coloured ones. Some different ones. Get in touch with them. Involve your senses. Notice the colours and shapes. Walk into the forest and feel the forest floor under your feet. Gently pick up one foot after the other and feel the twigs and greenery under your feet. See the birds flutter and the animals scatter as you sense the noise you are making in the forest. Your noise is quite loud as everything seems to be moving quickly. As you move quicker and quicker. Now you are settling in. You can start to slow it down as you no longer feel afraid of the vast forest. As you spot a pathway, you follow that pathway where you can see an opening. Yes, an opening. You come across a fire, a crackling fire. Yes, it feels so good. The energy surrounding the fire is awesome. A special feeling, a protective, all-encompassing feeling. Over to the right is an old garbage can. You spot it. Yes, a dented old garbage can. On the right, you spot four boxes. Yes, four boxes. These are sitting there waiting for you. Get ready to open the smallest box. You go over and pick up the smallest box as it is neatly gift wrapped. You tear off the wrapper and see what is in the box. Yes, it is a robe, a gauze robe of love, laughter, light and ease. Yes, put it around you, it is so light. It is full of love, laughter, light and ease. Remember why you want to love. Why you want to be loved. How to laugh and experience laughter again. Enjoy the lightness of the day. Be light. Allow everything to be easy and simple. Why simple and easy feels good. Enjoy these feelings you have wrapped around yourself. You feel love. You feel loved. Open the next box, which is the biggest one of all. In it will be several things. First of all, old photographs. Some nicely framed. Some loose, some already curled and yellow, pictures of the past, pictures that you want to release. Take the pictures back to the fire and toss them in. Yes, toss them in. Release some or one at a time. Release others in handfuls. Let the fire release the past. Yes, let the past be released. It is no longer valuable to you. Release and let go. Now you can see there's a drink. You can find that drink. Yes, a drink of elixir, of elegance. Drink it down, yes, and feel the glow and warmth from this delicious drink. The next is gratitude. You can see it, feel it, and swamp yourself in gratitude. Aliveness is the next one. You spritz your face with aliveness to last. Finally, you find a treasure chest. Within it lies all the raw materials, all the choices and decisions, the thoughts and feelings and attitudes and beliefs you could ever want. What's more, the treasure chest is almost overflowing with desire, imagination, and expectation. There are more gifts. There are two more boxes. One is of knowing, yes, knowing of your resistance. Your resistance for change, of letting go, of the past. The final box is also a box of knowing. As you tear it open, you realize it is the gift of knowing your resistance. Why are you not willing to open the gate? Eventually, you will open the gate, but why are you not willing? What are you avoiding? What is the fear? Whom do you prefer to blame? Instead, who are you punishing? Who won't you let off the hook? What is the righteousness you hang on to? What is the guarantee you cannot have, but insist on holding out for? Why is your self-pity so important to you? Why is the false sense of better than so seductive still? What is the sliver of the past that you still want to relive over and over again? See what it is so you can let go. Open the box and see what is inside. It may be an object or a symbol from your subconscious or higher conscious mind. It may be a word or picture. You may find that there is nothing in the box, but that images are flooding your brain. Let it be. Yes, let it be. Just sit with this for a minute and enjoy. Let it be. What is really true for you right now? Now go to the garbage can and lift the lid. It is definitely a garbage can. In it, throw all your resistance. Throw away what you found in the fourth gift and anything else you know stands in your way. Especially throw away any and all feelings and thoughts that say I don't deserve into that garbage can. Every little shred of fear, anger, hurt and pity, all the poor me emotions of worry, doubt, confusion and anxiety. They all go into the garbage can. Put the lid on and seal it. Yes, seal it. Don't let anything jump out, as it will want to, as it has been hanging around you for a long time. It is done. It is done. It is done. Now go to that gate and open it. Step through it and just experience being totally ready. A country road that leads somewhere. A sacred road. The sacred road begins. Enjoy this feeling. Sit in this feeling. When you are ready, we will come back into this loving, safe room in love, peace and harmony. Coming back through the colours of the rainbow, through the colour purple, violet, blue, green, yellow, orange and red. Gently open your eyes, feel bright and alive and in the moment.